Hi, I'm Phil the Flag Guy from the International House of Flammable Flags. How many times has this happened to you? You're at a protest and you just can't get your flag to burn. You've tried lighters, candles, matches. Nothing seems to work. That's why all our flags come with patented True Burn technology for easy lighting. And a gorgeous flame. Wow, take that, Solomon Islands. We've got flags for jihads, free trade riots, birthday parties. We've got flags for all nations and every occasion. And for our friends in the Middle East, check out our double-sided infidel flag. That's the International House of Flammable Flags.
Flammable flags, we light up your life.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Boom! Hello and welcome to Jam Hole. Today is Monday, July 21st, 2008, if you're keeping track. My name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thank you so much for checking out episode 65 of this motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. How the fuck are you?
Really, really hot.
You are looking really hot. Hey.
What?
You want to take your shirt off? I'll buy you pizza later.
Yeah, I think you've asked me that like 10 times today.
I know, I can't get over that. It is the greatest fucking PSA. And the sad thing is I can't even find it to play the audio for the intro of the show.
Tim finally found something that no one else can find.
I know, that motherfucker, he probably made
Although, if we were one of the Sideshow members, we probably could get it right from his website.
So, welcome everyone that's in the chat room. If you guys are listening live and you'd care to interact with us, go to thejamhole.com and click on live chat. We're all hanging out in the room. If you say funny stuff, maybe I'll read it, maybe I won't, who knows, I don't even know. Yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. The next $50 in donations, I did call Distorted View and told him that since we got our mic stand and the shock mount and everything coming, should be here Wednesday. So
yes.
For the Wednesday show, you may notice a more comfortable Matt, maybe a not so much more comfortable Braden, but fuck Braden. This is my show.
Fuck me.
Yep. I will if you take your goddamn shirt off.
Why do you think it's still on?
I don't know. So, yeah, episode 65, dude. This is it. This is the retirement episode.
This is the last one ever.
We have finally arrived.
Yes.
I want my senior discount now. I want it now. Ow, my arthritis.
Does this mean we start getting, like, checks just sent to us because we're old?
This means we start going through menopause and having to deal with erectile dysfunction.
See, no, that's already happened.
Oh, yeah, shit. Shit,
that
shit.
Was, like, 20 episodes ago, dude.
Oh, and today is another special episode, not because we have my retarded radio host friend.
You might not be able to tell that he's a radio host because he doesn't talk into the microphone.
Because we have cheap, shitty mics.
Yeah, of course.
I'm sorry, we're not backed by large financial...
A company.
...satisfying corporations. We're backed by me and my water-delivering job. But today is a special day in the Jam Hole life. Today is my mother's birthday. And you know what? I wasn't gonna, but let's give her a call right now.
Let's do that.
Hold on just a moment. if you'd care to talk, hold on.
Just do it.
Hold on. Okay. It's my mom's birthday. Okay. Here we go.
That is not loud at all.
Hold on. Okay.
That is really quiet.
It's ringing.
It's not even going to pick up.
Wow. She's not even going to answer.
Cool, Mom.
She's like, I know you're supposed to be doing the show right now.
Oh, really? Is it going to go to the voicemail?
I hope
so. Hi, I can't answer.
Okay. Oh
no! Well, We tried, Mom. So
thanks for happy birthday anyway.
Shall we sing her a little happy birthday?
I just said
happy birthday to my mom. Happy birthday to my mom. If it wasn't for my mom, you guys wouldn't have this cool fucking show. Happy birthday. I have no idea how old she is.
Yeah.
Is that bad?
I don't know how old my mom
is. I was just going to ask, you know?
Okay. I know how old my brothers are, but not my mom.
Jam guest one says, congrats to your mother.
And rejected.
Yes. I'm used to the whole rejection thing. No big deal.
Kind of a daily event.
Yes. So I guess we'll just get right into it. We have a quick email to read here before we get into my life. Says, hello, the Jam Hole. I've been a listener for a while, although I probably don't fit into your typical demographic. What is our typical demographic? 12 to 14?
I think.
All right. That's cool. You are my dirty little secret. That's hot. I first saw a link to your podcast on the Flathead Beacon's police blotter comments a few months ago.
Nice.
I remember that too, because that was when we were back at the office still, mm-hmm. and I was just kind of leaving miscellaneous comments. I've been hooked ever since and do not miss an episode. The Jam Hole is awesome. Thank you. Thank her.
Thanks.
Or him. Or whoever it is.
Whoever.
Whoever. Damn it. The Jam Hole is awesome. Plus, you have introduced me to podcasts, period.
You're welcome.
You are welcome. I now listen to a few of the shows you have recommended regularly, but you guys are my favorite. Of course. I'm our favorite, too.
Yeah.
I say fuck all the other shows. Just listen to us.
I just listen to other shows to hold me over until our show.
I just listen to other shows to steal content from them.
That as well.
Yes. I love the local aspect of it. Oh, and I always vote for you guys on Podcast Alley.
One of the few.
I know. One of the very few.
One of the only ones. Other than us.
Yeah, no shit. So,
fuck.
I would like to allow you guys this moment to go ahead, and if you haven't already voted for us on Podcast Alley, go ahead and go to thejamhole.com, click on vote.
Sorry. Continue.
No, you go ahead. You seem to think it was important enough to interrupt me while I was shamelessly begging for votes. Now go ahead.
I was going to say, unless you're listening to this while driving, you have no excuse not to vote for us right now.
Okay, I guess that was worth me getting interrupted. Yeah. So go to thejamhole.com, click on vote on whatever the fuck it says, and then do whatever the fuck it says. So it has been brought to my attention that in my day-to-day life, I have become completely indifferent to most things in reality. I don't know if you've noticed this or not.
I don't know. I'm too indifferent to notice.
Yeah, whatever. Is that like the key to being indifferent? Is just whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you want to do? Whatever.
I don't care.
Are you still
talking?
Haven't
you noticed whenever you ask me, like, what do you want to do? Should we do this now? I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah, I have noticed.
Yeah, I'm just like, whatever.
Can you just stop being so indifferent, please? So this show, I guess, and a couple of other choice activities are pretty much the few things in life that still bring a smile to my face. Now, I don't know why that is. Could be the stuff I'm taking for my condition. Because remember a while ago when I was reading about it, it said something about like severe depression and all lack of motivation and everything. And I'm not depressed, am I?
I don't think so.
Do I seem depressed?
Not when the mics are on.
Well, yeah, because this is like, wow. I keep getting distracted by other things happening. So yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to address that and be like, maybe it is you that I'm just indifferent to, person that said that to me.
Yeah.
So maybe. That could be it. It's probably because she just, like, sees me at work and stuff. So right. I'm always just, like, whatever at work.
Well, yeah, work is different.
Yeah. And, like, you would see me after work, but you have a boyfriend. So what the fuck do you want me to do? So that's all I'm going to
mention
about that.
Generally, people aren't the same when they're at work than when they're not at
work.
Well,
right.
I mean, because you're at work. You're there to work.
If it was called fun, it would be called fun.
Yeah,
and I'd be getting paid for fun.
Right.
I mean, we could, but I don't know.
Wouldn't get anything done ever.
But I just don't care because I'm totally indifferent. Yesterday, I think, was it yesterday? It was
Sunday.
Sunday? Was it Sunday? Yeah, it was Sunday. Me and my friend went up to Echo Lake and there the lake was like totally packed and shit, like no fucking parking anywhere. But there's these spots where people with trucks and boat trailers and shit park. So right. I'm like, oh, there's a fucking spot. So I pull in there and you know, we start getting out and shit. And this fucking like park ranger Forest Service douche, you're a fucking he I'm not whatever. He comes over and he's like, hey, you can't park there. And I'm like, this is a parking spot. No, you have to have a trailer to park there. I'm like, well, if I had a trailer to park here, then I would be taking up the whole thing. If I just park the truck here, someone else can park here too. And pretty much he was just being a complete fucking dickhead, a douchebag, a piece of shit, a cunt, a fuck, whatever.
It was a chick, right?
No, it was a dude.
It was a dude?
And I almost punched him in his dude face.
What was that video that you showed me? Was that that?
What video? Oh, no, that was another lake.
That was a different time?
That was no having fun at McGregor Lake because there's a nice dock there, but God forbid you have any fun and jump off of it.
I got confused because she looks like a man.
Right.
So
and if I would have hit her, she probably would have hit me like a man. And
you probably would have been in a lot of pain.
I don't want to get hit.
She looks like a big lady.
She was a big lady. And she had her back up there. I have a video of it, but it's not. It's just her talking and telling us.
Upload it to YouTube.
Well,
anyway.
It's just her telling us why we shouldn't be swimming there. Like, it's you might get hit by a boat. Yeah, if we were retarded, you fucking go eat pussy or something, you lesbian. So yeah, he's like, well, you can go park on the other side of the road. So I'm like, all right, whatever. So we fucking put everything back in the truck and pull out and go, and I don't think I was parking on the side of the road that he was talking about, because I just like pulled into this spot and like we start getting out again, and he fucking runs over again.
Really?
And he's like, you're gonna have to move that now, come on. I'm like, are you fucking, and like by this time I was done, dude. I was so pissed, and I had the work truck, but the door was open so he couldn't see the name or the phone number or anything. Yeah, so I was like, you're a fucking prick, go fuck yourself, I'm gonna park here. And he's like, now you need to leave. And I'm like, you know what, fuck you and fuck this lake. And then we left.
I'm sure you did.
I can't
really stay after that.
Well, yeah, right. Like, oh, okay. I mean, I'm sorry, sir. I'll just don't.
Yeah, I mean, that was my Tourette.
I should have just picked up and threw a rock at. Like, what do you think he would have done?
Even come after you.
We got a 184 party in progress. Can you come on?
Did he have one of those radios?
I don't remember.
Like the dyke chick, she had a radio.
That was her dyke radio. Dyke chick one to dyke chick two, over. This is doctor two, over.
What do you think her handle was?
Big mama. I don't know. Big baby girl 43 or something. I don't fucking know. So, let's see. Oh, today when I was up in Lakeside, now this is great. If you're listening, hi. I apologize for the I don't know, for everything I've ever done. But no, there's these two just beautiful, 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 gorgeous women. One is like maybe the mom and the other one's the daughter. They could possibly be sisters. I don't know.
Maybe they're not related at all.
Maybe, which would be cool. I don't know. But like every time I go to this place, like they're always there and they always just like they look up from what they're doing and they just smile. And like the younger one's always like, hey. And I'm like, hi. And then the older one, the mom or whatever, she's like, hi, how are you? And I'm like, oh, good now. Oh. So today, Jesse was with me because, you know, I'm going on the cruise. The cruise is coming up so soon. Yeah. Oh, my God. And you're not going to do shows by yourself while I'm gone, are you?
Negative.
3 days? Okay, so for that week, from August 5th, I think, till whenever the fuck it is I get back, there won't be any shows. We might put together, like, we might record, like, 3 shows, and then you can just upload them while I'm gone.
Yeah, I guess
we might just take a break from it. I don't know yet.
Well, how about we ask them?
How about, fuck them, how about if we get $100 by August 5th, we'll give you guys 3 shows for the week I'm gone, and if not, then
yeah,
because
we'll have to
yourself.
Record those before you leave.
Yeah,
so we'll have to do like 6 episodes.
Yeah,
a week.
So contribute to the hope. Yes. Wait, how do you say it? Contribute and be a partner in the hope.
And $50 of that will go to a Sideshow subscription.
Yes, that is true. And the other 50 will not go towards me mountain biking, butt naked, air guitaring, scent of a woman or whatever the fuck. But I go up there and they're like, you know, well, where are you going? Because I was like, oh, I'm showing him where everything's at because I'm going on a cruise. And they're like, oh, what's it for? And I'm like, oh, it's for this comedy podcast. This guy does stand up and they're going to start doing cruises once a year or whatever. And she's like, oh, are you a part of that? And I'm like, no, I wish, but I have, you know, my own show that it's kind of, they kind of paved the way for what we're doing. So, and they're like, oh, what is it? And I'm like, oh, fuck. Well, I don't get into the habit of giving people that I deliver to.
But they're probably not as gorgeous as these two girls.
No, I have never seen a woman more beautiful. Like, just... like trophy wife, but
you should like sneak a picture of them. So
I will ask them next time if you I don't get picture. The door slammed in my face after you this show or any other shows they might listen to. But no, I told them, I'm like, you know, we do. It is very, very crude. We use a lot of bad language. We talk about a lot of, oh, should we pray for abortions real quick?
I don't think we can. Actually, we need to call it something else because, I mean, us, you know, atheists do not pray.
Right. So, nah.
To whom it may concern, please.
Please.
No. Give us more abortions.
Okay, that is going to get them to give me a date. Okay, so.
Oh, yes.
So I wrote it down on a piece of paper, and I'm like, you know, just please, please, please don't. You know, just, it's comedy. Whatever we say, don't take it seriously. It's all in jest. Surely, jest. Surely.
Surely.
Don't call me Shirley, but okay.
All right.
And they're like, no, it's fine. We have a sense of humor. We like stuff like that. I'm like, well, I don't know if you've ever heard anything quite like this, but all right, yeah. Here it goes. So,
I don't think anyone has until they've heard this.
No. So I wrote down, and they're like, well, what is that? I'm like, it's the jam hole. And it feels just weird saying that when I'm in my work. Shirt and everything, and I'm like, yeah, it's the jam hole, beautiful woman. And I'm like, so whatever you do, if you don't like it, we'll just pretend this never happened, and please don't call my work and be like, do you know what your employee is doing? So they're like, oh no, we would never do that.
Although, and your boss knows.
Well, he's listened. I don't know how often he listens.
Hi, if you are.
Love ya, Pops. But yeah, I don't think it's gonna be a problem. But in keeping with the first that we try to accomplish on this podcast, I've never really heard anybody ask anybody else on a date over a podcast. I don't know if that's because that's like the dumbest thing in the world.
Yeah.
I've heard of people getting broken up with over podcasts.
I've actually heard them.
Right. I've heard someone get broken up with on a podcast.
I listened to the podcast.
So, young lady that works at the place that I told you about, I would love to take you out sometime. You know,
you better keep track of these women you're asking at. <'cause laughs>
I don't even know her name, but I'll see her next Monday or whatever. So yeah, hey, dinner, movie, you know, the right way. That's the kind of girl you do it the right way with.
Right.
Dinner and a movie,
yeah.
You know?
That's how you get to know
so
someone.
Yeah, if you want to, email info@thejamhole.com, and please don't people send emails supposedly being from her telling me to go fuck myself.
Well, now that you said that, they're like, good idea.
Oh, I forget this is the internet.
You know, if you wouldn't have said that, they wouldn't have even thought of
I know. God damn me for giving them ideas. So, yeah, that's about it. You got anything else before we do some news here? Episode 65, the Golden
Age
Retirement episode. You never have anything.
I know.
What's been going on with you, Braden?
Nothing.
How's MySpace doing?
It's great.
How's the job hunt going?
It's awesome.
You ready?
Yes.
Are you ready to get whooped?
Yes.
All right, Ray. Dude, I'm sick of that, first of all.
Of not winning right away?
Yeah, because after the first time, I get too fucking frazzled, and I'm like, ah, fuck.
Well, this isn't helping.
Well, okay, Ray?
Yep.
I tricked you. I got you.
You didn't trick me.
I did, because I threw paper twice.
But that wasn't a trick. I still would have done rock.
Oh, whatever. All right. Well, this first story was actually sent in by a listener. And definitely, if you guys come across stories, the internet is a very large and very wild place. Excuse me. We can't be everywhere all the time, always, forever. So if you guys come across any stories you think you would that we would like or that you want to hear us talk shit about or analyze or whatever, email us info@thejamhole.com and we will definitely read them if they're not, you know, complete shit. So, yeah, Paulo sent us in this one, and this one is called Wrong. Wong. No. Dude, what episode did we retire that joke during?
Probably like, I don't know, 10 episodes something. Ago.
All right. Wrong woman given abortion after nurse mixed up patients.
That will happen.
This is filed under, oops, my bad.
I'm sorry, question mark.
You can have this baby that the lady wanted aborted, I guess. I can just put it back up in there. And
can we just pretend?
Right, that here, this just baby's push. Yours? Oh, look, it's a beautiful baby here. Just get the fuck out of here. Please don't sue me. A woman was given a chemical abortion tablet by mistake. Is that like the morning after pill?
Just like make her swallow some bleach?
On steroids? A bleach pill?
Yeah, just, here, drink this bleach.
Here, drink this bleach, boot down the stairs. That's guaranteed.
Between the two?
Yeah, you'll have an abortion, no problem. You'll be eating stem cells in no time.
No time at all.
Just follow our easy 1-2-step program. After giving a chemical abortion tablet, by mistake after nurse mixed up two patients with the same first name, that will happen, a misconduct hearing has heard. Ann Downer gave the, what? Down, your name's Downer.
That's a downer.
That is. And oh God. Ann Downer gave the drug to a woman who had gone into the clinic for an initial consultation. She's like, "Oh, I just assumed you wanted it out of you."
I saw that you were pregnant. I assumed you didn't.
Yeah,
want
I
it.
Saw that. There's no fucking way you're gonna be able to take care of this kid. I was just enacting the Jam Hole's mandatory abortion law. Mm-hmm. That's all. What a downer. When staff realized what had happened, the distraught woman, named only as Patient A for Ann Downer. No, the Ann Downer was the nurse.
You think Downer's her last name and her first name's Debbie? Have you ever heard that?
Debbie Downer. You're such a Debbie Downer. She's best friends with Negative Nancy. Oh, God. Named only as Patient A for abortion, was called back to the clinic in pain, and doctors...
And Patient N.A. for not abortion, or no abortion.
See, if they would simply use that system, this would never happen.
Good system.
Yeah, but that's, you know, whatever.
It's fine.
Honestly, did you want to wreck your vagina that bad?
Really?
No, I don't think so. And I definitely don't think your husband did.
And because of this, now we have two abortions because that other lady's got to still get hers aborted.
That's like buy one, get one free.
Yeah.
They like give you a punch card. Your 10th one's on us.
Right.
That's awesome. Your
10th abortion.
They should make it all like drive-through style and like this thing just comes in through the car up into the vag and then just... That's going to get me a date, right?
Totally.
All right. So, yeah, you guys can probably just turn this off now, and I'll see you next Monday. Oh, God. I'll get there, and there'll be, like, police cars and shit.
They won't
waiting.
Even be there.
No. the doors will be locked, lights off, and you'll see, like, the curtains move real quick.
You'll see some rustling back there.
Yeah. He's here. Shh. Quiet. Oh, God. Patient A, Ms. Downer, should have administered the drug to a second woman who we will cleverly call Patient B for what?
I don't know.
Bodacious? I don't know. For Patient B, who was in the later stages of a chemical termination, the Terminator. That's cool. They don't just call it like sucking out the baby. It's a chemical termination.
Well, that's the way they're aborting it because of the
through chemicals,
right? Because that pill.
That works. The nursing and midwifery council was told the first woman attended the Calthorpe Clinic and holy shit, I don't even know.
It must feel cool to be able to just terminate people. What do you do for a living?
Cool.
I terminate people.
I give women their lives back. Oh, that's fun. You're a marriage counselor? Nah, I work in the abortion clinic. Anyway, coffee? No? Okay. I didn't put anything in it, promise. The first woman offers this place, I'm not even going to try and pronounce it, offers abortion, sterilization, and vasectomy. That is the trifecta of things all women should go through at least once
in
their life.
Vasectomy's the guy one.
Oh. What? Then what's the sterilization?
That's the girl one.
Oh.
Where they sterilize them so they can't have kids. A vasectomy is where they cut your tubes.
How do you know all about this? Your mom bring you the pamphlet to read?
Actually, I have a friend who got a vasectomy.
How old is he?
He's 34, 35.
I would like to shake his hand. That is great. Well, if more people like that.
He has like five kids.
Oh, that not so much. A little late.
That's why he got
right. Yeah. Should have had an abortion. Times five. What would that be? Quintessent. Fuck.
I don't know what five.
Another patient with the same name. A quintuplet, right?
I thought
quad is four. Quint is five,
right.
I think.
Okay.
And
that's
then six
right.
is too many. I don't know.
Is it sextuplets?
Sextuplets? Sexy. another patient with the same name was due to have. You know, isn't that why we have last names, maybe?
Yeah, why don't you look
like,
at the
man,
last name?
Look at all these Matts. Oh, fuck. If only there was a way to distinguish them from each other. What could we do? We could give them numbers.
Yeah, could give them numbers.
You know what? We should give them another name at the end of the first name.
You know what?
And then we should file it alphabetically by that name.
But whenever places like that, I would think, like hospitals and stuff, it's last name, then first name.
Right.
So how are they fucking that up at all? The first name on there is the last name. Really?
You should have had a V8. I don't fucking know. That would be a cool job, though. I think that would be in one of our top 10 jobs we would love to have.
An abortion, working in an abortion
yes.
clinic? I'd work.
Do you think it would be proper protocol, like when you go in there and you have the spreader and you just go in and you're like,
spread them.
Do you think she'd be like, can you unhook me from the stirrups, please?
I get fired on the first day.
Yeah, right? Like sucking it out like spaghetti, like Lady in the Tramp style. Just. I'm just kidding. That wasn't really the umbilical cord. That hasn't formed yet. Okay. another patient with the same name was due to have the drugs for the second stage of her medical abortion, only undertaken on women who have been pregnant for less than 9 weeks. The clinic's usual practice was to only call out first names of patients to protect their confidentiality while in the waiting room.
Well, that sure
so
works.
This was in the waiting room, and she was like, Melissa... Do we have a Melissa? And, like, both of them got up, and they're like, any, mini, miny, mo, catch a boarded
Here,
Rochambeau
fetus
by the toe.
Quick.
Right.
Okay, you.
Okay, next. But is that, I mean, you think you'd, I mean, this is kind of
point,
important,
at
right?
At that point, if there's two people with the same first name, I'd be like, come here, what's your last name?
I'd be like, all right, who wants this out? No, you, okay, no, all right, here, and then I punch them both in the stomach.
Yeah.
Problem
matter.
Solved, all right. The clinic's usual, once the patient was in a private room, other details such as full name, date of birth, and address were checked to make sure they were the person the nurse expected. Miss Downer failed to carry out the identity checks. I love that.
Oh, that's awesome that's actually her name.
And gave the drug to a patient who was only due to have an initial visit. That would have involved a consultation with a doctor, blood tests, and a scan.
That nurse is a drug herself.
No, but fuck the nurse. Don't you think the lady that went in would have been like, what's this for? And the nurse would have been like, for your abortion? And she would have been like, I'm not here for that? No, adult? Ask a question, maybe?
What do you expect to happen when the nurse's name is Downer?
It's not like you're going in to get a physical and a finger in the ass and your balls checked for her or whatever the fuck, you know? This is like, do you want that in you or not?
Well, either way, it's coming out.
Well, yeah, one way, it's either my way or the highway. And Miss Downer is the
highway. Or the
highway.
More expensive way.
Yeah, or you could have just did what we say and just got the old wet dry shop back. That works every time. Flawless victory. Every time.
Fatality.
Yes. Let's see. Miss Downer did that. Patients at the first stage of the initial consultation are given a tablet of mifepristone. What? Mifepristone?
What's that?
I don't know. To swallow, which stops the growth of the fetus. So you could have, like, is that like what they do to dogs when people have, like, toy poodles and shit? You could have, like, just a miniature fetus, like, on a leash and shit. You'd, like, drag it around, and there'd be, like, a little slime trail wherever it went.
Call him Slimer.
Slimer. Oh, God. How cool would it be to have a pet fetus? Like, if it never grew up into a piece of shit teenager
I
like you are,
I
or,
keep
like,
it in a jar.
A burned-out fucking middle-aged person like I am. Mm-hmm. You keep it in a jar.
Yeah, and just keep it on a shelf.
Right by my buddy Christ. Oh, that would be fantastic.
And next to Crumb.
Yeah.
Crumb and Buddy Christ.
From Aw, Real Monsters. That was a great show. At the second stage, women are given misoprostol to complete the abortion. The second stage in which fuck.
I wonder what happens if you take that and you don't have
like, if
anything?
You just snort it. Yeah. It gives you diarrhea.
How do you know? Flushes out your intestine. Stops the growth of something.
It's
know.
Like a high, what's that called? Colon hydrotherapy, but like on roids. Like fucking, yeah.
I'll pass.
Like your intestines actually start coming out of your asshole.
Like not only what's inside the intestines, but
the
intestines
but the whole thing, large and small.
Don't have to worry about it ever again.
Not at all. And then if you do that to your kids, it's like having a leash. You can just like tie it around the tree. And be like, now wait here, I'll be right back. Gotta go get my drugs.
That's like that story where that girl got her intestines sucked out of her ass.
Oh, from the pool filter?
Yeah.
Oh, that's brutal. I can.
Hanging out of your swimsuit.
Just, like
really? Could you? I want to imagine what that really looks like.
I want to think I would do like the humane thing and be like, come here, honey. And then just like grab a stick and just try and push him back in without tearing the intestinal wall. Yeah. But I don't know. Like,
What can you do to fix that?
I like tie it into a hangman's noose and be like, good luck. Oh, goodness gracious. That's awesome. Nyla Mears for the council told the London hearing Miss Downer was in charge of treating patients at the second stage when the mix-up was made. They're like, it's your fault. Please don't sue us. I bet you could get some bank for that if they like fucking... That was my baby, and I wanted to have it, and now you just made me poop it out? Like, that's give me some money, you know? Contribute.
That's the only time you would make that so much money from, you know, having a baby.
That almost makes me want to get some chick pregnant and then be like, hey, let's go, and then just be like, no, I was here for the initial consultation.
You have to the problem is you have to get two girls with the first name pregnant.
The problem is I'd have to find a girl that would have sex with me to get pregnant in the first place.
No, but you need two girls with the same
first name
to have sex with you.
That would be, wow.
That's twice as hard.
I might as well play the lottery, huh?
Yeah, you might have a higher chance at winning the lottery.
Right. So yeah, pretty much that's about it for the story. She's like whining and crying and all that. Once the mistake came to light, patient A was asked to return to the clinic and was later transferred to the hospital. She was given an ultrasound. The ultrasound said patient A was over the 9 week gestation period. Blah 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 blah. Apparently, she was in pain and obviously very upset. That's great. So that's it for that story. What do you got for us here?
This one's a follow-up.
A follow-up? A jam hole update? Have we been doing this show long enough to start having jam hole updates?
Yeah, but we usually don't do them.
Yeah. Well, that one wasn't. It was just like
the
story
sucked.
Over again.
Yeah,
that was
basically.
Weird. So, okay.
Oh, this one's called, Why Is This Man Still on the Streets? And I don't know. I'm sorry.
Well, if you would have enacted the Boom, You're Dead or Keith's Law, he would not be.
But I don't know. The problem with this is what he's doing illegal? That's what they don't really know, I think. So every time Alan D. Patton makes the news, no matter how minor the charge, it triggers public revulsion. The latest was June 14th when police cited him for criminal mischief at Sports Ohio in Dublin. Police said he placed plastic wrap over toilet seats, shut off the water to urinals, and placed foam cups in them.
Wow.
So is that illegal?
Well,
is there a law that says you cannot do that?
It's because you can't. Does there need to be?
You're
going into the potty and having little kids pee in cups so you can drink it. I mean, really?
What about all the guys that...
Oh, that's hot.
What about all the... No, like... older people that go in there and pee in those. Did he drink that anyway? He's like, oh, fuck it.
He's like, oh, little boy piss has the smell of nectar.
Right.
Old
I can tell.
Smells like piss. Like, are you, could you become that much of a pee connoisseur to
like
where
wine?
You could be like female, male, teenager, she was on the rag, old person. Like, I mean, could you... I don't
like
know.
People who love wine and drink lots of wine.
People that love wine are condescending, pretentious retards.
I'm just saying, it's like that.
Most of them, granted. But, I mean, I guess we're that way with weed. Like, I can smell the difference between different kinds of weed and
shit.
Yeah,
you can tell
like,
if it's good or not.
The sativa and the indica and, like, I don't know. But with pee, though, like, yeah. Like
it's
pee. This smells like diarrhea. This smells like a 2 on the Bristol stool chart. Hmm.
This smells like pee. This pee smells even worse than the other one. That's about as far as I could go with it.
It seems, he should have been locked up in the first place, and now he's out doing you. He's like, oh, hey, I'm all better. P.U. That's gross. Hey, is there a restroom around here next to a park, by the way? I just wondering. I gotta go.
Sorry.
Hey, do you have any styrofoam cups, by the way?
Yes. Is there a water cooler around some cups? What disgusts people the most is that these minor charges over the at least 16 years suggest he is still collecting and drinking the urine of boys, and no one seems to be doing anything to stop him.
No shit.
Yeah, obviously.
What can you do, though? I mean...
Put him in jail,
well,
I guess.
Yeah, but
or shoot
didn't
him.
They do that and he already got out?
But you gotta put him in longer.
No shit. Oh, okay. Wow, you should be a judge.
I know, right? I'd be so good.
Like, hey, why is he back on the streets? We didn't put him in long enough. Oh,
right.
Okay.
Let's try this one more
okay.
time.
Okay, 30 years. I need a gavel.
I was just going to say that.
Oh, man, how cool would it be?
I'd hit the bell.
Out of order! Out of order!
I'd hit the bell
out
with
of fucking
the gavel
order.
Every time.
Yeah, dude. The bell with the gavel.
Yeah.
You know what we need is a big old fucking sledgehammer.
I'd
hit it and it would just shatter and like into both of our eyes and just like, ah, oh, fuck, I'm hitting. Oh, what a horrible.
Okay. I'll stick with the gavel.
Right.
Quote, what is the matter with you judges? Is the substance of emails arriving at the Franklin County court the past few weeks? I don't know. What is the matter with you judges?
No shit. It's because they're over there trying to use their penis pumps and flirting
right.
on MySpace with little 15-year-old hoes. And then they're like, oh, what? Yeah, guilty. 2 years.
Innocent.
Next. Yeah, innocent. Just
flip a coin.
You might as fucking well. Here, what are we paying the jury for? Let them fucking decide. I give a fuck.
I'm just here to hit the fucking gavel thing. That's why I got this job. Gladen had Patton in her court for 3 misdemeanor charges in 2006. She gave him the toughest penalty allowed, 5 years of strict probation. Oh, wow. Probation, that's really going to stop him.
How is that even? You were drinking little kid piss.
Are they going to test your piss for kid piss or something?
Can you do that?
I don't know.
I
really don't think so, though.
What?
Calm down.
Hold on. Okay. What is the difference between doing that and actually, like what one of the people in our chat room, was he drinking it from the source? Or, like, does
no,
it fucking
was,
matter?
He was collecting it in cups and such and taking it. Well, home, I'm assuming. Drinking it at his leisure.
Right? Can I get that to go? Yeah. All right.
Just,
I,
you know,
I'm
when
in
he
a hurry.
Gets home after work, he's like, God, I could go for a cup of piss right now.
I know, right? Dude, like, you get off work, you're like, man, I could use a bowl. It's like, hey,
nothing
can you bring in
refreshing.
My big cup that says Daddy's Piss on it, please? That's just, like, what has to happen in your life to where you're like, you know, I think I'm going to start drinking kid pee today.
Mm.
Like, what has to... Where did your brain go wrong? Do you have an extra chromosome or maybe missing one?
Or
like
10?
I just... That... I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just... Maybe I'm just not into that.
Oh, so, well, the probation included wearing a tracking device and forbidding him from any public restrooms in contact with children.
He's like, that's fine. I've been stocking up for years, man. I am good to go ever since Y2K.
Even before
he's like, honey, did you stock up on the bottled water? Yes. And the pee? Yes, honey. And the pee.
Like, he has a wife, dude.
Do you think?
No, he does
not.
No,
not at all?
No way.
Do you think he did until she started finding little styrofoam cups in her toilet?
Okay, if we're single and this guy isn't, we might as well just kill ourselves right now.
Go get the gun. I'm good.
All right, I'll be right back.
All right. So is that for that story?
No.
Okay, well, sorry.
So let's see, I totally lost my spot. When he did not attend the counseling she had ordered, Gladen found him in contempt. On his way to jail to serve 30-day contempt sentence, Patton stopped at the McDonald's restroom. Gladden then gave him the most time she could for violating the probation, 165 days.
That hardly seems...
That's nothing.
And that's fucked up that this guy can go around, like, drinking little boy pee or little girl pee, but yet if you were, like, say you were in that same bathroom and you were smoking fucking weed and a cop came in and, like, you're, like, drinking something. He's like, what's that? Like, your son's piss? And he'd be like, all right, well, 100 days. And he's like, what's that smell? Are you smoking pot? Yeah. He's like, the chair! Order in the court!
That's a
contempt. Yeah, like, does that...
That doesn't make sense to me.
Does that mean that the government would rather have us drinking little kid piss than smoking pot?
You know, I'm going to say yes.
That is some effed up
junk.
I
mean, the evidence given to us, whether or not that's true, I don't know, but that's
right.
What it shows is that they would rather... That is less worse than smoking pot.
Right, like...
And that makes no sense.
Not at all.
Because what's pot's... Like, at least I'm not...
I mean, I see...
Getting pissed from little boys. I'm sitting at home getting high.
Are you getting drunk and or high from the piss? I mean, is that...
I don't know.
That's not even why pot's illegal.
Is it...
That's
are they cheating? Is he cheesing?
Oh, man. He was making jankum. Holy shit.
Is piss, like, better for jankum?
Well, it's like little baby cows. It's like, you know, veal, nice and tender. I guess, like, little kid pee is much more fresh and,
right.
You know, has a nicer taste to it than, say,
okay.
Old nasty pee.
Gotcha.
I'm good talking about the urine.
All right.
I must say.
Yeah.
All right. So is that it for that story?
Yeah, sure.
No, but...
It's really long.
What else could there possibly be
I don't
that
know.
We would want to hear about?
I have not read the story before.
Wow. Following the rules finally, huh?
I never read the whole story.
Okay.
I should, though, because then I would know if I should stop now.
That... Yeah, see, it's a trade-off, though. Do we want to read the stories and formulate our reactions prior to, or do we want to...
But what I do when I read these is I read them and I don't think about the story. I just skim through it so I don't even remember the
story. Just reading the words.
Yeah, I'm just seeing if it's worth
reading. Dude, these words look funny in the way they're put together.
I just see if it's funny. I don't think of it a response.
Gotcha.
Let's just move on, though.
All right. Well, let's see. We got some good stories. This one is called Egypt's Men Blame Women for Harassment. Nearly two-thirds of Egyptian men admit to having sexually harassed women in the most populous Arab country, and most women say themselves are to blame for their maltreatment, a survey shows. Now, that's a country that's got it going on. You know, they make their women wrap themselves up for one, so other guys aren't going to be like, hey, baby. And then they're like,
fine.
Hey, I'm going to go put an ad on Craigslist so I can cheat on my husband. And it's like they cover them up. And then they know that, like, if you're getting sexually harassed, it's your own fucking fault.
Right.
That's like your little 13-year-old whore fucking daughters that run around with fucking heels on and little fucking belly shirts. You wonder why there's such a thing as pedophiles out there. Because you do that shit. Granted.
Yeah, but I see that and I'm not like, oh.
Well, no.
Yeah,
right. You fucking perv.
Whatever.
All right.
See you looking at the little girls when we're driving.
So I don't fucking run them over.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
That's the.
Because that happened
that's
once
how you
and
get
I told.
But that's how you get away with looking at them.
You're not.
You don't
helping.
Need to look at them when they're on the fucking bike path, like way over there.
Are you done?
Yes.
You are not helping my cause at all.
What's that cause?
I don't know.
You don't have
because. One. Because. The forms of harassment reported by... harassment? Harassment?
Harassment?
I like harassment.
It's harassment.
The forms of harassment reported by Egyptian men whose country attracts millions of foreign tourists each year. Do they know that the guys there in camouflage with the machine guns are not tourists?
Like, tourists or terrorists?
Oh, my bad. Let's see. Each year include touching or ogling women. What is O-G-L-I-N-G? Ogling? Ogling?
Oogling?
Oogling?
Ogling? I don't know.
Wow.
Is that a word?
It is now.
I think
now.
They made it up.
Okay. Shouting sexually explicit remarks and and exposing their genitals to women. Mm. And that is the woman's fault. So if you just like ran down the street and pulled up your hamakata and were like, And then she'd be like, oh, I deserve that. You got me,
Whichever woman looks at your dick first is the one at fault.
That's the one you beat over the head with the club and drag home back to the cave.
Paula says it's such a cool country that if you get caught in adultery, the woman dies and the guy goes free.
God bless Iraq. I see now, or Egypt. I see now why were you, oh, wait, we're not in Egypt. Never mind. I was asleep during that day, sorry.
Gotcha.
Quote, sexual harassment has become an overwhelming and very real problem experienced by all women in Egyptian society, often on a daily basis.
Quit being hoes. What do you want me to say?
Well, yeah. Wrap up yourselves more. Like, I don't even want to see the ankles.
Get a chastity belt? I don't know.
That way,
even if someone tries to, they can't.
Right? They're like, all right. I'm going to have
get
to
your
pick
dick
the
slammed
lock
against
first
this fucking metal belt.
Oh, God. And, you know, by the time that happens, you're good. It's like, you know, I'm just going to go home and fuck my camel. Fuck this shit.
Right.
I mean,
fuck that shit.
Yeah, fuck that shit. And then it spits and you're like, yeah.
It's got lube.
Could you imagine, like, getting sucked off by a camel?
Not at all. I don't want to.
Egyptian. Moving on. Because I just thought of that and it would be weird.
See,
that's
I
all
imagine
I'm saying.
A lot of things, but there are just some things I'd just rather go without imagining.
Do you think they got mad humps?
I think camels know how to hump for
okay,
sure.
Okay, good. That's. Wow.
On their back, anyway.
Yeah. Wow. There it was.
Yeah.
We finally pulled it together. I was going to say something about smoking.
Really?
Camels. I don't know.
Oh, I was just thinking because camels have
yeah,
humps.
Thanks. Right. On their back? Oh, okay. Don't.
No.
Take that back. The behavior could have repercussions on Egypt's tourism industry. With 98% of foreign women saying they had experienced harassment in the country. So they're not even harassing, excuse me, their own women. They're harassing tourists. Because I
gotcha.
Can see that now.
Because they can see what they look like.
Right. They're like, holy shit, you have boobs under there?
They don't want to accidentally harass an ugly bitch.
Right? How dumb would you feel?
Be like, ooh.
Hey, baby, want to ride this cock? And she's like, yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, you definitely have to. I'd, like, go around with one of those, like, mirrors on a stick and, like, look in to see if there's a penis under there or right. not. And if there isn't, like, all right, now it's time all for right. this harassment.
Stage two.
You're right. And action. The survey of more than 2,000 Egyptian men and women and 100 foreign...
Oh, okay. Hey, ogling. To
what?
Look at...
Oh, to look at amorously, flirtatiously, or impertinently.
Correct.
Now, if you could go ahead and define those three words, that would be great. No. For Braden, not me. I know.
I got
I'm a writer. I know all about that. Okay.
Yeah, because you knew what ogling was. I don't even know how to say it.
You know how you say it? But fuck yourself.
I don't think that's right.
The survey of more than 2,000 Egyptian men and women and 109 foreign women said the vast majority of Egyptians believe that sexual harassment in Egypt was on the rise, citing a worsening economic situation and a lack of awareness or religious values. You know what else is on the rise?
Penises.
Well, I was going to say their robes. Like, because you know like right. what a boner looks like in your pants? Just like imagine the robe. Like
the
would,
whole
like,
robe
yeah,
would
just,
go out.
Yeah. That would be awesome. You're like walking around like this.
How do you like hide a boner when you're in a robe?
I don't know.
There's
you just
to, like tuck
you,
it.
No, you hike the road up and rest it on the boner so it looks like the boner's wearing a little shawl. No. You guys gotta contribute to this show so we can get cameras so you can see what the little boner shawl looks like. I'm sorry. Is that it for this episode?
Wow. Yes.
That totally makes me want to go make a little boner shawl now. Just to wear around.
Just wait until I go home, please.
Oh, God. Hey, you want to take your shirt off?
After you ask me enough
we'll
times.
Get pizza on the way home. All right. And then we'll... Man, have you been working out?
Yeah.
You're looking ripped, my bro. You are looking ripped.
I know.
Just go ahead and take your shirt off. Yeah, we should just record all of the times we've said that PSA and then just,
it'd be
and
like,
just use that.
It'd
fuck
be a
it.
Whole episode.
Yeah. If any of you guys can find that PSA, if you're Distorted View fans, I would like to use it for an intro, and I can't find it. And Tim won't talk
about.
To me anymore, so
he's
me.
Sick of you.
I don't know.
Sick of your voicemails.
Probably.
Maybe I should try.
Yeah, right? Like, hey, this is Brayden, the part of the jam hole you haven't heard from
yeah,
yet.
The one that's not always bugging you.
You're right. The one that's not on your podcast. Cock.
Right.
Okay. It is.
I should call in and say that. Hey, this is Brayden from the Jam Hole, the other part of the Jam Hole that isn't all over your podcast. And
right.
I just wanted to say whatever.
Yeah. I just wanted to see if there was any room and or an opening to be able to ride your podcast.
Right.
Because you know,
I was wondering if there's
yeah,
any room
hey,
left on it.
I'll take my shirt off.
Yeah.
I give a fuck.
I don't care.
It is said 62% of Egyptian men reported perpetrate. Oh, I thought it said penetrating. Mm. Perpetrating harassment. While 83%
penetrating harassment.
While
the best kind.
While 83% of Egyptian women reported having been sexually harassed. So if 62% of the men reported harassing women, but 83% of the women have said that they've been harassed, where's the other 20%? Like, is
dead?
Dead. Harassed and just fucking killed right
exactly.
then and there on
just
site.
Raped and killed.
From a fucking bomb or something, the roadside bomb.
So does that mean that 100% of women there get
harassed on a daily basis?
Or killed?
Yes.
They're either harassed or harassed and killed.
I will wiki that. No, I won't.
That girl, more women have died from harassment than people have from smoking pot.
Yeah, wow. That is a good statistic. Yeah. Chance 52 is all about the definitions. Amorous, inclined or disposed to love, especially. ESP. I don't even know what that means. Flirtation.
Sexual.
Okay,
love?
Thanks. I totally butchered that. Anyway, some 53. Oh, only 2.4. Whoa. Oh, sorry. Urch. Do you hear that?
Poochie.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. Okay. Nearly half of women said the abuse occurred daily. That's some real follow through, man. Because, like,
dedication.
Guys around here, they can only abuse when they're drunk and shit.
Right,
these Egyptian men are, like, in it to win it.
They
all
just
day,
do it for something to do.
All day, every day, man. They're
it's
like, Durka Durka, Muhammad Jihad. She's like, oh. Are you pitching a tent?
Is that your dick shawl that I see? You're just happy to
shawl?
See me.
I wish I could draw. I would make like the coolest rendition of a dick shawl ever. Only 2.4% of Egyptian women reported it to the police because they were afraid their husbands would whip the living shit out of them if they did, which is well-founded fear. Egyptian men are kind of scary. You've seen 300.
Yeah. What? That's an Egyptian?
Persians, Egyptians,
oh,
same
Persians,
fucking
right.
thing.
Persians.
You've seen that song, Walk Like an Egyptian,
right.
same fucking
Persian.
Thing.
Persian.
All right.
I was thinking about the Greeks.
Well, most saying they did not believe anyone would help. They, like, go to the police, and they're like, well, you do kind of have big tits. No. I don't know. That's what I would do if I was a cop. Some feared reporting harassment would hurt their reputations. Some 53% of men blame women for bringing on sexual harassment, saying they enjoyed it or were dressed in a way deemed indecent, and some women agreed.
Cover those eyes up.
Yeah, hey, I see those fuck me eyes.
Yeah.
Cover that up and you do it now, right. Or I will.
Your toes are showing. You better fucking hide those.
Hell yeah, lick toes.
Better put some socks over those feet.
Quote, out of Egyptian women and men interviewed, most believe that women who wear tight clothes deserve to be harassed. Yeah, I agree with that.
Wow. You know how many women would get harassed in this country?
They only wear tight clothes because they're fat and their clothes just don't fit.
No,
over there, it's like you can't afford to get fat because you live in a desert.
But,
what do you eat,
the
dirt?
Good-looking women wear tight clothes, too.
Well, yeah, I know that. But a lot of it is, like,
right.
not.
Well, yeah, since all the women.
But, and the women are agreeing. They're like, yeah, if you are flaunting your shit like a hoe, you deserve to be treated like a hoe. And that's true.
Right.
Like the little 13-year-old hoes on Geraldo or Daya. Like, I do what I want. You don't know me. You know, just fucking boom, you're dead. Like, do we really need you reproducing? Like, your parents reproduced and look what came out.
Right.
And now you're gonna pass those genes on even further?
Someone should have accidentally aborted you.
oops, didn't see that fucking
Sorry,
10
wrong,
flight of stairs
wrong
there.
Wrong person.
Yeah, oh, you didn't
oh,
even
you
have
had the same first
name.
Oh,
should have checked the last name. My bad. See ya. Here's a lollipop. The survey said most of the Egyptian women who told of being harassed said they were dressed conservatively, with the majority wearing the Islamic headscarf. That's what it's called. It's not a dick shawl. It's just called a headscarf. Oh, man.
For both heads.
Yeah, because when they see head, they scarf. You know? Like,
right. They scarf it.
Good. The harassment took place on the streets or on public transport, as well as in tourist destinations and foreign educational institutes. And that is it for that story. That's good stuff. I like it when the women agree that, yeah, we're being hoes and we deserve getting harassed. Fuck us.
Yes.
No, please, fuck us. We haven't had dick in like 3 years.
Oh, bummer.
So, what do you got for us next? Episode 65.
I don't know which one to read. I have three here. I don't know. That one's brutal. That one is pretty sweet.
Do that one about the knife. I like
this
that one.
This one? All right.
This one's called
Britain on Alert for Deadly New Knife with Exploding Tip That Freezes Victim's Organs. Just the tip, though.
Just the tip. Famous last words.
Yes.
Oh, right. God.
Senior police.
It starts with just the tip, and then it ends with, no, I'll pull out. It's cool. I promise.
Yes.
And then that's the end of it.
Of course, that's not what happened. Senior police officers have been warned to look out for a new knife which can inject a ball of compressed gas into its victim, then instantly freezes internal organs.
That is some shit out of
Could
like...
Could you imagine just stabbing someone and then like just, wow.
Just frozen.
Yeah, just frozen. Like on that part of Pathology where they like tricked him into doing the whippets.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Here, and it now, was, now
oh,
breathe this in.
Oh, man. But, like, in a knife, like,
yeah,
could you imagine if you got stabbed, like, in the dick hole and like, then, like, your dick just froze? Like, I'm
not only did I get fucking stabbed, but you're, like, freezing the maybe that wouldn't hurt so much.
Do you think you'd be all like, burn, nigger?
Maybe.
Yes! It makes a comeback. Even in the summertime, we can crack that joke.
True.
I love it, dude. I love it.
Yeah.
But it kind of reminds me of, like, Demolition Man when he fucking cracks the cryo thing open and that little ball. Like,
right.
That's kind of what it's like a little ball of
But
just,
in a knife.
Yeah.
Basically.
Well, yeah. But the same idea, yeah. Like how it gets in you and then you just start to freeze and shit.
I wonder if it would getting stabbed hurt less now that it's all frozen.
And numb?
Yeah,
yeah
probably
until you died.
Right.
Right.
Well, bummer for whoever gets stabbed with that. The wasp knife, which can deliver a ball of compressed gas capable of killing its victim at the press of a button, may be heading for Britain, the Metropolitan Police.
Metropolitan?
I was.
Nice,
yes,
dude.
I know.
Now, what I am kind of curious about is this just more testification? I almost just made up a word. Is this,
nice,
does this
Matt.
Go to just reinforce the fact that we are just so self-destructive? It's like, I didn't think 6 million ways to die, choose one, was enough. Now we have 6,000,001 ways where you can get stabbed, injected with a little ball of freezing death, and then you just die from being frozen. Like,
I'd like to keep my options.
What happened? Okay. I mean, what, like, stabbing is not enough, though?
I guess. I mean, usually when you stab someone, that does the job.
Well, usually.
Not always, though. I mean, I guess, you know, people get stabbed and live from it all the time.
Well, yeah, but I mean, those are generally the people that didn't get stabbed. Like, if you had it in your mind that I am going to kill you
right.
with this knife, then you're going to do it,
right,
obviously.
You're gonna be
but
dead.
If you're just like self-defense and you stab them and then you take off and shit,
right,
you're not gonna die, obviously. You just want to, you know,
well, they might, but
or
you're
you
not
scare somebody, like you try and rob him and you pull out the switchblade and he's like, that's not a knife, this is a knife, and you're like, ah! And then, you know,
it's got fucking,
do you remember Crocodile Dundee?
Yes.
Whatever, and whatever happened to Paul Hogan?
I don't know.
That guy was
but
cool.
I wish I would have, he would have done that to me, and yeah, that's not a knife, this is a knife.
Right,
this
and then
right
pulled
here.
Out a gun. That's not a knife, this is a gun.
Boom, you're dead. Let's see, where am I? A needle in the tip of the blade shoots out the frozen ball of gas, which instantly balloons to the size of a basketball, freezing organs. Wow. That is crazy.
So it just, it looks like it just has like a little CO2 cartridge in it.
Yeah, pretty, yeah, pretty much.
And that just
needle coming
ejects
out of it.
The compressed air right. out.
Right, out of the tip of the blade.
That, just the
and
tip.
And then there's a button right there on the top of it.
That, wow, man.
Yeah.
But like, it just, I mean, out of all the ways, like that just, I don't know, I'm stuck on that.
Well,
that just blows me away that somebody is getting paid in R&D to like make, they're like,
no,
hey, we need to figure out how to make a knife that much more
originally
brutal.
Originally, it was made to kill sharks and bears.
Oh, because you want to be in a hand-to-hand fight with a bear.
Well, it happens.
Fuck that shit. It happens with, like...
That would probably do the trick better
I
than
would
a gun
set
on a
the
bear.
No, well, that, if you're injecting some shit...
Yeah, because a gun isn't a guarantee, unless
but
you have,
you,
like, a 45.
You yourself, do you think you could get close enough to a bear to fucking even make that
if
thing penetrate...
If it's coming at you, yes.
But can you just stab that anywhere, or does
you
it
have
to be in a vital organ? Because I don't...
Anywhere, I'm sure, because it goes up inside, and it gets as big as
just the tip, right?
It gets to the size of a basketball.
That, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
the,
well...
Yeah. All the,
so
it freezes
why not
everything.
Just make a bullet that has that inside it? So like a long range thing, or
well,
make a device that can shoot that knife, like a harpoon gun.
I'm sure that's the next step.
Oh, I want
They're
one.
Starting with knives.
That's going. Can you put that on our wish list? How cool would that be?
Wasp knife. How much do you think that costs?
Chance 52 says, unless the bear takes the knife and fucks you up, that. You would not see that coming. You
I
like,
would be
you
like
pull out
I
the knife,
surrender,
and, right?
Like you can't if you if the bear is actually able to take the knife away from me and kill me with it. Okay,
I have no problem
with that. Yeah,
here,
if a bear could kill me with a knife, I'm gonna let it.
I don't think the bear needs the knife.
No, it's got knives on its hand.
Right, right.
Lots of them.
Yeah, but do they inject little balls of freezing death.
So police are concerned that the 200-pound weapon could fail and could fall into the wrong hands.
That weighs 200 pounds?
No, it costs
how can you wield
pounds.
A knife that weighs
200 pounds?
Oh. Was that the sigh of disgust? I love that.
You always do that when I say pounds. It's like, really, dude?
Well,
like,
specify
you think?
It. Duh. Sorry. You could have said, like,
you know what?
What?
Do you really think a knife that weighs 200 pounds?
I don't fucking
use
know.
Common sense.
No.
Dude. Look at
hey,
the fucking.
No one else has to. Why the fuck should I? Hmm?
Because you're not an idiot like them. Don't wink at me.
Is that weird?
A little weird.
Oh,
so the American
man.
Made weapon is sold to hunters and divers that and injects the frozen gas when the small handle mounted trigger is pressed. So
you actually it's not an automatic type of thing.
You stab it and then you press the button.
See, I would make it to where the button was on, like, right on the, what's that thing called? That stops, like, if you're in a fight, like, the thing. Not
know.
The handle, the pommel,
it is.
The
it's
top
right there.
Part. Okay. I thought it was, like, on the bottom of
no,
it.
No, it's, like, right at the top, you know, at the bottom of the blade.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much it for that.
All right, well, I'll read one more here, and then we'll get into a little... are we doing Craigslist today?
Yes, we are.
We had so much fun doing Craigslist. We're going to do... Okay, so what we decided, we're going to do the blotter every Wednesday, and then on Mondays and Fridays, we'll do the local Craigslist. So you
and
guys
holy
can,
shit, does that update quick.
Oh, well, there's a lot of desperation out there.
And I'm sure it's
See,
a lot of the same people.
When we were outside smoking, and you're like, man, look at all that smoke. It's thick. That's not smoke. My friend, that's desperation. That's how thick it is.
Yeah,
it is. Oh, goodness, sad. goodness. It is sad, you know.
Even
well,
I'm not that desperate.
No, not at all. This one is called "The Pursuit of Teen Girl Purity." Do you care to take a guess?
I like my women pure. Well, what can I say?
That's why you're single, because there's no such thing.
Gotcha.
At the ball. Let's see. I guess we'll start at the top here. There are some mothers and some uncles among the 150 people in the ballroom of the Broadmoor Hotel, but the night belongs to fathers and daughters. Dun, dun, dun. It's making me all hot.
I am really hot, but it's because it's like 100 degrees
in
here.
Oh, I thought it was because of the story and the way I was reading it.
That might make it worse.
In my sexy voice.
Oh, very sexy.
The girls generally range in age. From college down to the tiny four-year-old, dressed all in purple, who has climbed up into her father's lap. No? Is that weird?
I'm not turned on at all.
Okay. Some are in their first high heels. You can tell by the way they walk, like little sluts. Like uncertain baby giraffe sluts. Randy Wilson, co-inventor of the father-daughter purity ball, offers a blessing. He calls on the men to be good and loving. Oh, God. Do I have to read this now?
No.
This is so...
I thought you read it.
I kind of browsed through it. This is just... I'm going to end up making a lot of, like, just dirty, nasty jokes about this, and I'm just... I'm trying to pull it to a stop now, you know, before...
Well, do you have any other stories?
Yeah.
What's the
They're not
story?
That good. That today was a real slow
Let's
news
just fucking
day.
Read lots and lots of Craigslist.
Yeah, I'm down with that. All right, so fuck the news. Let's do some Craigslist. Oh, God. Hi there. I hope you can help me with this. Woman for man, 25. Help me out here, guys. Help me. I transferred here a few months ago, and I'm still learning my way around. A casual relationship with hot sex sounds really good to me. I've been celibate too long. Now, you have to ask yourself, why has she been celibate too long? You
Is
know,
it her
I had,
choice?
I had my last herpes outbreak, and it's finally cleared up. I'm ready. Thanks, Valtrex. Like, you, I don't know. You got to ask that, like, why? What's yeah. wrong?
I mean,
what's wrong with you, huh? Yeah. Did having
what
your
you
penis removed and turned into a vagina took a little longer to heal than you thought?
Yeah.
Let's see. It. A casual relation with hot sex sounds good to me. It sounds good to me, too.
Sounds good to
you
everyone.
You know, something a little casual, a little hot sex.
Right.
I'd like to entice a guy into my bedroom, but I can't. Older guys are cool up to about 50.
Damn.
No, they're not. No, not at all.
That's a wow.
You know
like
what
she's
else?
25.
Yeah, right.
Really?
Up to
that's a
really?
Little high.
So, like, you were 25 and this dude was being born. That's pretty hot to think about, huh?
Yeah, that could be your dad.
That might very well be your dad here
your
in
dad
Montana.
Your dad might respond to that fucking ad.
Yeah.
How would that
Older
feel?
Guys are cool.
To cheat on your mom.
Up to about 50. So, you know, 51... I'm flexible.
Yeah.
I've been celibate way too long. All right. Pleased to please. Oh, I'm pleased to get pleased. 5'11" and 218 pounds. Is that good? Wait. Oh, that's for a guy. I get. Sorry.
What?
I should read the M4W
oh,
first. Okay.
Right.
This is a dude looking for a chick.
Oh,
that's 55.
What?
Wow.
Wait, I thought this was...
This is a different one.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Next one.
You gotta say next.
Oh, next. This one is called Please to Please. in average shape and would like some NSA. Oh, God. I wish I had Adam here. Oh,
NSA.
What's NSA stand for? Not sexy at all. Would like some not sexy at all, steamy, compassionate interaction.
That doesn't make sense.
Go buy a whore. I mean... Wow. Discretion, please, because I'm married. That's awesome. Would like to spend a night or more and hope for a regular close friend. Could hop in the plane and fly somewhere to get away and have some fun. Must be nice if you can just, you know, hop in a plane and go somewhere.
Yeah. Must be cool.
Next. Fuck you, mouse.
It's the... Calm down.
Okay, fixed it.
Look how loud that spike
I'm
is.
I'm sorry. You have to do that sometime. Okay.
I don't think it helps.
Need a master to make you feel needed? A masturbator. A masturbator. Masturbator. Did you ever hear that clip?
Yes.
Okay. I love that clip. Masturbator.
Just keep saying
masturbator.
That was undistorted view.
Bader. Yeah. I want to come over and take control of you and train you in the way you need to be towards your new master of the universe. My name is Adam, but you can call me He-Man. God, like, I'm going to teach you how to sit, speak, and roll over, and then we're going to do it doggy style. Yes. Anything from mild to wild. Make you feel useful. Now, make you feel useful, because God knows you don't already.
Right.
I mean, would it be better if he was like, I'll make you feel so useless. I'll crap in your face, put my dick in your eye. teach you new tricks. Yeah.
I wonder what that feels like.
I don't know, but I would like to find out. I mean, not like my eye. Right. Jen says NSA, National Security Agency.
You said that last time.
Yeah, no strings attached.
That's what Adam said, too.
Right, right. Because it was the title of that one. Right. I'm an idiot.
What's up with all these fucking sneaky little...
They use them, so like when you have a message that's like all NSWFPHTQR,
like,
your wife's
any
like,
words in there.
That doesn't even make sense. No, it doesn't, honey.
It's just a
no,
bunch
it
of abbreviations.
Doesn't. And then you got to pull out your super secret decoder ring and fucking like click, click, click. Okay, eight. Yeah, right. It
Possible
spells out
options for NSA.
It spells out I'm a dude. Ah, fuck.
Fuck.
You spend like 2 hours deciphering code, and ooh, then it's all like,
it's not the code I want.
I have a cock. I'll tuck it for you. For you, I'll even tape it so it doesn't come untucked, because that gets awkward.
Oh, that's weird.
Have you ever like gone in the mirror and like pulled your balls and your dick back behind your legs and
negative?
Like, hold on here.
Don't please. I have not.
You should do it. Go in my room and do it real quick.
No,
I'll wait.
No,
I'm gonna start taking pictures of me just like in little weird poses with my shit tucked, and then I'm gonna make a Craigslist account.
And this is what you look like if you have.
And then
vagina.
When we meet up, I'm gonna fucking pull out the dick and be like, "Yeah, run, rabbit, run! I'm gonna fuck you." Let's see. Excuse me. Make you feel useful so that you can have that orgasm you need and want but can't get any other way. I am married. Of course. You wonder why everyone gets divorced. Because
I don't wonder.
Well, no shit. We don't, because we're smart. But most people are like, don't get married in the first fucking place. If you know, all common sense points to she's gonna get fat, you're gonna get sick of that pussy.
Right.
Don't fucking marry the bitch. Unless she conned you into it or she's rich, then, you know, WVs, I guess. So make sure you get a good prenup, because when, you know, she catches you on this shit, saying some of that shit, it's on.
She's gonna have all your
shit. Like, I didn't come with nothing. She's gonna have your dick then. You'll be sleeping and all of a sudden you'll be like, honey, whoosh, oh my god, I totally just spit all over that.
I don't like talking to your microphone.
I'm sorry. Pleasure is a goal for both. I answer all emails, so do what your body is telling you. Master is waiting. Well, my body's telling me to tuck it, take a picture, and talk to this guy, so I guess we'll get back to that one. Looking to be second male. I am married and want to be part of a threesome. I can watch or participate. Either or. I'm easy. Literally.
Flexible.
Yeah, very. I do yoga. I'm a whore. My name's Layla. Oh, sorry. You watch me service your wife or girlfriend or brother. Whore. Tell me what to do, or should I let that go? I'm sorry.
I don't know. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, well, it is.
Just to keep it going.
I know, right? Tell me what to do or how to please her, because I'm 12 and I have no idea. We can tag team her together. Yeah. DVDA, huh? Yeah?
I don't know. I was reading the
chat. Hey, you want to get tag team? Yeah? Yeah? All right.
Anything... Paula says your new nickname is Tucker.
He also... Oh, Chance says Matt is so very lonely. Sad. Thanks,
Panda.
Chance. Thanks. Yeah, I'm reading my own. I actually make Craigslist posts just so I can read them here, and then I can gauge Braden's reaction, and if it's like... Huh. And then I know I'm good. And if it's like, whoa, dude, then I know, okay.
Too far.
Let's see. We can tag team her together. Anything from mild to wild. Married, so must be discreet and private. I don't want a divorce because I'm rich and she's not. And yeah. She'll take it all.
And there's a prenup,
so fuck me. Looking for something on a regular basis because safety is a major issue. What the fuck? Like, really? Is it really that major? Everybody has AIDS or something. If you fuck, you're going to get something. Whether or not she's going to poke holes in the condom. It's how you got it. Sucks.
What?
You know what I mean.
I don't.
Well, you know what I want.
I don't use condoms.
I know. What the fuck's a condom?
I don't know.
First timer looking for help. 18 to 30. Male for male. Butte. Is that irony that Butte is having a little male on male action? No, I don't know. I want to
Montana.
Well, but yeah, okay. No. That was the joke.
I know.
I need to write better jokes. I want to play with someone who will teach me how to play. I have a Super Nintendo. I have the original NES.
Yes.
Duck Hunt, Hogan's Alley, whatever.
Mario Kart.
My
know.
Place or yours. Discreet is a must.
Just let me know.
Before midnight, because my mom wants me home. I've only done this one time before. I am 25, fit, cute, and must be discreet. Is it weird for a guy to describe himself as cute? Like, oh, I'm cute. I'm cute as a button.
Unless he's a
and
fag,
so is my
I guess
dick.
It's different.
Well, I guess male for male. Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm okay. Because
they're
on.
Like chicks, basically.
Let me try this again. Excuse me. I want to play with someone who will teach me how to play. I've only done this one time before.
I wonder.
I'm 25, fit, cute, must be discreet, because I'm 25 and did I mention I'm cute? Queer. 18 or 30, no old man cock for me. Mm-mm, not at all. Let me know if you want to be my teacher. Old man cock.
I guess chance. Do you, if you're not put... knowing what condoms are, literally.
What?
He pulled up the definition.
A thin sheath. Noun. Usually a very thin rubber worn over the penis during sexual intercourse.
Oh.
To prevent conception. That thing. I was using like saran wrap and tinfoil.
What's the difference?
I don't know. Do they actually. Like, I always thought you had to just make it yourself, like real quick.
I just grab a piece of saran wrap and a rubber band.
Well, yeah, I don't even use the rubber band because, like, I always thought you would just fuck her and then, like, it works itself off into the woman and
right.
then, you
and
know,
then
whatever.
It just catches everything.
Yeah, and then it their body on the rag just naturally flushes out. Isn't that what the blood and shit is? It's from the foil and the saran wrap?
I don't think so.
Chance, will you, do you want to hang out tonight and teach me? She says sandpaper. That, wow, that would be a good idea.
Yes.
I think Chance is fishing for a tag team. Cruising for a bruising.
Would not surprise me.
Would do it. Tuesday late. Oh, hold on. I just skipped a good one. Looking for bottoms to have fun with. God, why are these all gay? Looking for a clean femme body.
Why are you posting
I'm
all
just
these
going
gay ones?
Down the line.
You said you were the one posting these.
She said I was the one posting these.
And you
in
said
a fun
yes.
manner.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Fag.
What are you doing?
I'm sitting here.
Want to take your pants off?
No.
Douche?
Not at all. All
right. James from H-Town.
You're not going to trick me
another
this
queer. Oh, oh, I'm going to write this one. I what? Am a transsexual female who is in search of a good man that is ready to establish
Are
something.
Are you interested?
Kind of. I've never seen a trans... Is that weird?
I don't...
What is transsexual female? Is that a female with a penis?
I don't know.
Would you suck
Chance,
a-
definition.
Chance, definition, go. Would you suck a cock if it had tits and a vagina under it?
I would
or,
not.
Well, not tits under it, but, you know, where it should be, but there was just a little penis
no.
there. No. Really?
I couldn't.
With Really?
The penis would ruin it for me.
Well, you would be sucking the penis,
But
though.
I couldn't, like...
I bet
I
you
could. I
look
could.
Look how his eye twinkles when
Whatever.
He says that. I could.
I know you could.
That'd be cool. Like,
I couldn't even have sex with a chick that had a dick as well. Like,
really?
I wouldn't be
you
able to get hard
like,
with that dick
it'd
there.
It'd be like playing... Really?
I know, I couldn't.
I'd be like
dude.
Playing Atari 2600 and then... No?
No.
God damn it.
I can't.
I'm a transsexual female who is in search of a good man that is ready
Paula
to step...
Paula says it means used to have a penis.
Oh,
so
Chance says, Mom? Well played, Chance. I am in love with her. That is fantastic. Let's see. No games, no drama. I want to establish something real with someone real. Someone that didn't used to have a penis. That's weird. No drama and know what they want. Well, I don't want a penis, so I guess we're so far so good.
Yeah.
Was up with it. What?
What up with it?
What? No, was. Was up
was
with,
up with
it.
It.
God, I hated that.
Cool.
That was that whole, like, oh, I'm Rick James, bitch. Yeah. Like, whenever, like, was up? And then, oh.
What's up?
It, like, all, every, like, every, any bar you would go into at any given moment, somebody was going, what's up? And you just want to go up there. In the fucking face! That's what's up, you little faggot! No! You know?
I do.
Excuse me.
An idea.
Sorry,
You're going to break that microphone.
That's good, because the... Oh, no, not the microphone.
You're going to break it.
I'm not going to.
You're going to.
What's up with it? I've not... Hey, the penis? What's up with it? It was up until you saw my penis. Yes.
Jesus.
Oh, I've not been able to find someone since I had my penis removed. So I decided to try this. Bombs away. You could say that again.
Is there no growing back after that?
Oh, God, these are all male for male. What the
Are you
F?
Looking at the cameras?
No, I'm looking at just this. Can you fucking... searching for not gay sex. Ooh, mistress seeks a sexy sissy. Oh my God! She's got a penis and there's a fucking master lock and some shit on. That's come on, man.
I
come
wish we
on.
Had cameras for that.
Oh, not that. Well, look at it. That's some effed up junk. My trained sissy slave is in Missoula on business. The two of you will meet with him hosting. That's a. Oh, God damn it. My slut does what he is told. Can you be a better sissy?
I'm going to throw up all up in this pop filter.
I already did. God damn it. All right. Well, hair, full balls, Kalispell area. God, hell yeah. Oh, come on. There's a picture of a penis.
Of course.
Staying on Flathead Lake for much of July and August and would love one or more guys who would like to empty a large, very clean load from time to time from a 7.5 by 5 inch uncut. What? That's bullshit. He's lying. There, look at it. Does that look like 7? I just made you look at a penis. I got you. Large balls, totally clean and disease-free.
Of course he says
HWP,
that.
Hot white pussy professional married by... Fuck.
What?
Can also bottom if it's 100% certain that you're clean and negative. You go there and be like, I'm negative. Yeah. No, I'm positive. I'm HIV positive. I'm negative and stuff.
I'm HIV positive, then I'm negative.
Right, that would get confusing.
Yes.
We'll need a place to meet. Best times are Monday through Friday because my wife is at home, so we can't do it there because she doesn't know I'm a queer.
I wonder how many of these...
How awkward would that be? Like, you marry a dude, and you have no idea that he's, like, this deep-down closet homo, and then, like, one day he's out getting his balls emptied, and, like, you start looking around in his computer, and you find that? Like, would you just... I don't know. Would you? Oh, man. That would mess up some shit,
that,
I bet.
That might end a marriage.
Yeah.
Just guessing.
Be like, Mommy, was it my fault you and Daddy got divorced? No, son. It was your daddy's fault that he liked cock in his ass instead of my pinky. And he didn't like my vagina because you came out of it. So, yeah, it is kind of your fault in a weird, twisted, roundabout sort of way. Oh, let's see. Ooh, fun, sexy female, 33. I'm all about that. Long brown hair, brown eyes, full lips, 54 and... Oh, what?
Is this a guy too?
I don't know. Hispanic female looking for a man to make my head spin.
This is becoming no fun at all very
fast. No! It's because women just can go out and get it. Guys have to be like...
Beg for it.
I know. Buy guy and have her. Masculine guy looking for another guy to suck dick. Young guy looking for a penis in his butt.
Let's go to misconnections.
Buy dude looking for another penis in his butt.
Read some misconnections.
Got milk? I need some penis in my butt. Hot couple searching for other hot couples to put penis in my butt.
This is
good-looking guy visiting your butt with my penis.
Kay.
Very masculine.
Kay.
Send
Kay.
A photo of
Kay.
Your penis in my butt.
Kay.
Penis in my butt. Penis
it.
In my butt.
Okay.
32-year-old male.
Off.
30. What?
Huh?
32-year-old male.
It. Dude, this is the fucking gayest
looking
episode ever.
Looking for a female companion.
Oh,
finally.
That felt good.
Ooh, man, just the word female.
Yeah,
holy
I was getting
shit.
Like claustrophobic.
No, I was getting like dicklophobic or
yeah,
something. As I stated earlier, I am a 32-year-old male who is Dungeons and Dragons free. I love that. I am 5'9", 165 pounds with am athlete. What? With AM athletic build. What? Who is also a fucking retard. I attend gym 5 days a week, but I'm not into myself at all. Even though I like to take care of themselves, I'm not looking for the perfect person. That's why I'm on Craigslist.
Yeah, the only you can't be too picky if you're
does
on
Does that
Craigslist.
Just go without saying
yeah.
on Craigslist? Like, you don't need to say, hey, I'm not looking for perfection.
If
oh, really? I didn't notice because yeah. you were on Craigslist.
If you're posting on Craigslist, Craigslist, you can't be picky. Cause
right.
The fact that you're on Craigslist means I'll take
you,
anything
you
I can get.
You get to specify penis or vagina, and that's
that
it.
That is
and
it.
And whatever else you
male
get,
male or female,
good luck.
That's all.
That's right. Can you please stop touching my dick? Thank you. The only thing, not you, Braden.
I
sorry.
Know.
We have another guest. Okay, great. The only thing that I'm looking for is someone who has little inhibitions. Here, here. So small.
Dicklophobic did not match any documents.
That's awesome. Oh, God. She's, wow. I love our fans, dude. We need to start having meetups once we get and like doing live.
Dude,
no,
no,
what
let's
I want
not
to start
do
doing is doing live shows in bars and shit. Like, don't you think that'd be fun to do?
No,
no, not with all these queers running around.
Yeah, I know.
Like, oh my God, you're Matt and Brave from the Jam Hole. Stick in my Jam Hole. No. Oh God. We need to start making, like, a jam hole dildo launcher.
Right.
So, like, when that happens, we can just be like, foomp.
Like a potato gun.
Yes!
But dildos
but, oh, God. That, do they make, like, dildos the size of potatoes?
Probably.
Oh.
Do you know anyone who has a potato gun?
Yeah.
We should get the potato gun, see how big it is, and try and find dildos that size.
Yeah, we could go
people.
Through your mom's drawer.
Yeah. Okay.
No?
No.
No.
I'm
they,
sure
those
I already,
probably wouldn't fit.
I'm sure I already grabbed them all and brought them to your mom's
oh,
house.
Oh, dude. One of Braden's mom's pubic hairs. Oh, there's another one. Oh, the only thing I'm looking for is someone who has little inhibitions, is secure with themselves, and is very discreet because I'm married and I am miserable.
Because you're married.
Yeah, I'm good with this. This is. I need to go.
It's really hot.
I need to go lick a lot of vagina now just to get all this gay out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Please don't isolate that. Thanks, guys. Got milk? Hi, I'm seeking a lactating BBW, big bad witch.
Big breasted woman.
Nice. For good, clean, national security agency fun. Hi, my name's Michael. I am the Archangel Michael of...
What,
God.
He can, like, arc his load?
Oh, archangular.
Is that where he got
I'm
it?
I'm 5'5", 200 pounds, not married, no kids, and I work at many Glacier Lodge, and
first.
I'm off this weekend, and I would love to spend time giving you pleasure with hugs, kisses, licking, and I am, like, having fun. Please send pic and tell me three things that best describe your personality.
Because that's all he needs is three things.
Right, yeah. Vagina, tits, and a butthole that describes.
Got it.
There, check. Yeah. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Are you discreet? Because I'm married and I'm miserable. You must have own place.
Hey, Paula says, okay, it's officially called phallophobia, fear of dicks.
The phallophobia?
Yeah.
Are you a phallophobic?
I don't know. I'm not scared of my dick.
Well, that would be. What would it be if you were afraid of your own dick?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean.
Holy shit, I gotta be at the alley on Main Street in 15 minutes. I will be there. So that's about all the time we have on this episode of The Jam Hole, episode 65. If you guys would care to leave us any comments, you can definitely do that at thejamhole.com. You can email us info@thejamhole.com. Of course, please, if you have any news stories or anything like that, or just, you know, you just want to say hi, let us know you're listening. We love hearing that. So definitely email us info@thejamhole.com. If you haven't already, vote for us on Podcast Alley. Subscribe with the iTunes stuff. Is that it?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to the alley. We'll talk to you guys Wednesday. Hasta.